And you were mentioning how each hotel used to have their own sewage.
Oh, yes. I was telling Jerry about, as a city girl, when you came here and you saw these all these hotels. Then I looked around and no street, no lights in the streets, no telephones, and I noticed there was a lot of water in if we would have a rainstorm, an awful lot of water would lay around. I said, where are the sewers? There's no sewers. I said, what did the hotel do? Then, of course, it didn't take me long to find out. My nose told me everybody had their own sewage plant in the back of the hotel, and it was some kind of a thing with water running all the time, spraying, and they had a chemical they put on it to keep some of the odor down, and the chemical smelt like chocolate. You'd think you were in Hershey land, and when the wind would blow the wrong way, oh boy, of course that retarded buildings and so forth in that area. This area and this particular area would be right in back of the hotels, which now is the most expensive property in the world. Once they got sewers, they realized how expensive it was. Things like that come back to me now, and I think of all that.
Do you remember any flash floods in early, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember one flood in 1955. My husband and his father had been downtown, and it was in July, and they started to come home, and the rain and hail came down. And as a matter of fact, they didn't think they'd get home. It came down so fast, it flooded the streets. Of course, as I told you, there's no sewers or anything. And I think it was called the Charleston Underpass. It was there then. And a couple of people thought, you know, they'd be going west, and they went in, and it was over the water was over the car's top, and when the flood was over, they found several people dead in the cars. Oh, we've had several flash floods, and we've had, I can remember one, we had, I know when it was, exactly, 1960. We had a sort of a hurricane. It came from the northwest. And it was a very peculiar thing. Now, the night, that afternoon at the Dunes, up where the Dunes Hotel is, on a park, the Dunes wasn't there. There was a big, maybe it was, but anyhow, there was a big parking lot, and they were having a mobile home show. I went up that afternoon to look. There were about six or eight beautiful mobile homes, completely furnished and everything. So then that night, I can remember standing in my guest room door and hearing this, it was raining, but the door was shaking a little bit, and I was kidding my husband about the kind of a house he built. The wind blew. It wasn't until an hour later I learned that the wind blew the whole town away. What happened, it came from the northwest, and there was a whole series of homes called Richfield Village off the Sahara, I think it was. Well, it blew the roof off about five houses, blew the garage away from I don't know how many houses, left havoc all over in the area of Barnard and Campbell and over there, and it continued to blow, and the Sans Souci Hotel, which was right across the street from the Sands and had a huge sign on the top, blew the sign away, blew the place to pieces, and stopped immediately in front of the Sands Hotel. Never even turned a leaf over. That's what kind. So, and of course, now everybody's coming down and look at all the excitement. So we rode down the strip that night to look at it. And here, this mobile place that I told you, that was just where the Dunes is now, the mobile show, 8 or 10 of these mobile homes, they had been completely demolished, and the chassis turned upside down, and the furniture and everything blown all over the desert. Oh, yeah, we've had some wild times here, but they're getting it under control, and bit by bit, we're growing into a big city, and now we have the Regency Tower, 27 stories up in the air. You've got the Sands, how many stories? 18 or 19 stories. You've got the Hilton, 24, 27. We have the magnificent MGM now, 27 stories. Who knows? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, eventually, as I told you before, the strip is going to be just like Collins Boulevard in Miami. Nothing but high-rise, gorgeous hotels. And of course, I mean, our weather being what it is, if it will stay good, and if our gambling will stay good the way it is, all we can do is continue to grow.